it's me. It turned out to be pretty gloomy where I am today, which made me feel a little bit nostalgic actually, since I grew up with a lot of rain. And it also reminded me of a poem I really liked when I was in high school. So I figured I'd try to recite it for you here. It is in Chinese, so I don't know how well it's going to be received on this sub. But, well, screw it. I felt like doing it. And it's just the perfect weather, the perfect... can't disclose more, just today is the perfect time to do it. So yeah, here we are. I guess I should probably give you a little bit of POV since it's gonna be in Chinese. It's written by one of my all-time favorite poets. His name's Su Shi, which is spelled exactly the same as Fu Sushi, which is funny. But, and the poem itself is called Ding Feng Bo. I should probably not call it a poem because I'm pretty sure there is a different formal English translation for this type of writing. It's just, I don't know how to call it properly, so in case you are curious why I sound a little bit different. So it is called, this type of writing is called ci, which I think means lyrics. So they were popular about 1,000 years ago, and most of them are beyond beautiful. Yeah, and this specific piece is written after one of his hikes. So he went on hiking with his friends, and all of a sudden it started to pour, and everyone was just scrambling to find shelter, understandably, but Su Shi himself was the only one. He was like, screw this weather, but I just feel like going for a walk, even if it's gonna be in the rain, I don't care. I'm gonna go for it and enjoy. So this type of attitude is one of the reasons why I like him so much. Yeah. Apart from his literal achievements or the beautiful pieces he wrote, he himself has a charming personality. Anyway, I'm really off topic. Here's the poem for you. Hope you enjoy. Ding Feng Bo, Su Shi. 3月7日，沙湖道中遇雨，雨具先去，同行皆狼狈，余独不觉。已而遂晴，故作此词。我听穿林打叶声，何妨吟啸且徐行。竹杖芒鞋 轻胜马，谁怕？一蓑烟雨任平生，料峭春风吹酒醒，微冷，山头斜照却相迎，回首相来萧瑟处，归去也无风雨也无晴。So that is it. So good. This dude, after 900 years, still gives me chills. Yeah, it's funny how every time you read something, you feel like you still get connected to the writer to some degree. Yeah. Well, I'm really grateful after all these years I still get comfort and reassurance from his work. And I hope you enjoy that reading or this audio to some degree as well. Get some sleep, okay? And stay dry.